All right. Good morning, SLG team. This is our weekly conference call, Friday mornings, 8:30 Eastern time. I know we got some different time zones. Some of you real early birds that are getting on this call at 6:30 a.m. in the morning type of thing. So always cool to see. But we do these calls every single week. If you are brand new, I really, really encourage you to stay plugged in and tuned into them. Obviously, it's your choice as a independent agent and entrepreneur, but I will tell you, being connected is super important in this business. So, but we do these calls every week. You can listen to the replay if you missed the live call. Just real quick, want to jump in. There is a lot of updates to our slgteam.com website. So I just want to mention that again. Be sure to kind of stay tuned, click through the different sections in there. Even the getting started training, if you have already gotten started and you've been going for a while, you might want to just kind of see different trainings that are in there. Of course, if you're brand new, you want to get started there. Definitely would encourage you to check out the lead overview video that's also on the Getting Started or on the lead vendor page. Kind of check that out. So we're putting a lot of training, continuing to kind of add more to that. So just wanted to mention that. Want to give a good shout out to my friend Greg, who I know is on the call, always live on these calls. But Greg is just needs a shout out every now and then, a consistent top producer for a long time now. But the thing that, Greg, I know you do so well, that all of us can learn from, that want to be top producers in this business, is one thing that Greg does is he keeps a very level head. You know, he doesn't get too low and he doesn't get too high, which I think is important in this business. I know David is the same thing. Not that you don't have bad days. Believe me, David can attest to this. There's tough days where things don't go your way, but, you know, not allowing yourself to get too low and pushing through it is super, super important. You know, it's like, it's not that there's still not a roller coaster going on, but the low is not so low and the high is not so high, because even highs can get us sometimes. We get so excited. I know David, I know Greg's the same way, giving him a shout out here, but you know, David will celebrate a sale, but he's right back to it, because he understands that you know, sometimes if we're not careful, even the highs can take us off for a little bit. You know, we can kind of take it easy. And so it's just keeping that level head. It's easy to say, it's a discipline for sure, but I just want to give Greg a shout out. He's just a consistent every month. He dials, he's closing his 1, 2, sometimes 3 apps, and just keep on cranking. I also want to give a shout out to my friend Matt. Matt is a new to the life insurance business, new to telesales. Certainly his only experience in life insurance is telesales, which is awesome. He also has a full-time job, but he's selling, partnering with us part-time. I want to give him a shout-out for four apps submitted this week. But Matt has been a man. I tell him he's so negative, it's almost positive. But I love it, man. Matt, he sticks with it. He puts in the dials. Kidding about him being negative. I joke around with him, but he puts in the dials. And just, you know, it's just a great example to me of what it is to win in this business. If you just keep dialing and keep dialing and keep dialing and keep dialing, you know, Matt, like all of us, is, especially when you're learning this business, I mean, you know, quoting people, not necessarily getting them over the finish line, but that's how we get, you know, that's how we get good at this business, is just staying in the game. And I was listening to Tillman, I think it's Tillman Ferretta. I know David knows him, the billionaire, you know, guy. But he, you know, I was listening to something he was saying this morning, actually early, and he was just talking about people don't realize how much they can take or how far they can go if they just keep punching. He was talking about when he was getting started in the 80s and all the stuff was going down and banks were trying to foreclose on all this kind of stuff. And he said, all those banks went out and I just stayed in because I just kept punching. I just kept taking it. And, you know, there's something to be said about it in this business too. Like, you know, it's just staying with it. And that's, I want to give a shout out to Matt on that, man, for four apps this week. And it's just a testament to you just staying with it, man, and can just continuing to dial. And that's an awesome achievement, especially when you have a full-time job doing this on the side. So, I had something else I want to talk about, but I actually want to mention something real quick, and then I want to get over to David. This morning when I was running, I kind of shifted something I want to talk about, and that is, I want to encourage all of you to set a goal to be a part of the 10K club. And I want to just mention this for a second. Now, a lot of you you do this every month regardless. You know, some of you, this needs to be 15K if you haven't done 15K consistently, or maybe it's 20K for some of you. But 10K is a real magical thing in this business. If you can write $10,000 in premium a month, you know, particularly if your lead spend is right, if you spend $2,000, you write $10,000 of premium, that's a great business. You're doing very well, especially with the right mix of level business. Right now, we're writing about 85 to 90% is level business, very small amount of GI business. I say we, David and I, and, you know, internal agents that are work with us that we're tracking, I mean, we're just selling a lot less GI business than before. And so, you know, but even if it's a lot of GI business, if you're writing $10,000 a month in business, if you spend $2,000 in leads and you write $10,000 in premium, like my good friend Mark Capper says, if you 5X, you know, great. If you end up 6, 7X, and great. But just on that, if you do that, you're making great money in this business. And so I want to encourage you. We'll put this out on SLG team and share it in Slack too. But I want to put a 10K club commitment sheet and, you know, just encourage a lot of you to just commit to doing 10K, because I don't think all of you that are on this call that are taking the time to learn and get better, 10K is just a commitment. It's really only, you know, right now on our average premium, it's not even 3 apps a week. It's 2 to 3 apps, right? Matt, just like you did 4 this week. I mean, you're in the 10K club if you just repeat that, you know, if you just repeat that. And so it's not a huge number to hit. It requires some consistency, but I don't care if you're part-time. I want to encourage you to make a commitment to 10K. Now, I'm not trying to stretch you. If you just want to write 5K, great. I mean, if you want to write 1K, great. I mean, seriously, whatever is important to you, we're great. But 10K is very, very achievable. And it's really just a commitment. I remember when I was 18 years old, I was at a sales conference, and there was probably 2,000 people there. And it was towards the end of it, and the speaker really gave a challenging type goal and put it out there and just challenged people. And I was struggling at the time, not having any success. And I just remember them saying, if you're committed to this, it was like a 60-day thing. And it seemed impossible to me, but I got wrapped up in it and just the idea. And they said, if you're committed to it, I want you to come up here and commit yourself. And which, you know, I'm not saying that's always the right thing to do, but at the time I just was like, you know what? I'm just committing. And I had zero reason why I would have ever hit that goal. But just the power of going up there and committing, I mean, it was only like 3 people that did it. But interestingly enough is they all hit it, you know, 60 days later. And I mean, it was a big launching point for me, but it taught me how powerful just committing to something is. Because what happened was before, I was just like, I don't know if I can do that. Or, you know, it seems so far-fetched. But I'm the type of person, if I commit, if I tell somebody something, I'm going to do everything I can to try to keep, you know, to do it. That's just how I'll die trying. But what was crazy is when I committed to it, I left there and it was like opportunities that I didn't see before started presenting themselves. And so I just think there's something to be said about just kind of making a commitment. And so my challenge to you, because if you're on this call, even if you're doing this part-time, if you're like my buddy Matt and you got a job, I know you're on the call, man, but if you're, you know, you want this to work. And so I just challenge all of you, make a commitment. You can, you know, my good buddy Scott, you know, just getting back going with us, man. And I know you've done 10K in the past and kind of got doing it, but he, you know, back ready to get rocking again, had some life things he was dealing with and back on. Dude, it's just a commitment. That's all it is. It's a commitment. So I just say, I want to encourage you. So I want to put a 10K commitment sheet up that just says, hey, and it's totally, you know, even if you just print it off and put it on your own wall, commit to yourself, that's the most important thing. But then if you want to send it, you know, have an accountability partner, you know, great. You know, send it to us and create that accountability. Because I think if you'll truly commit to 10K, I know John Mantu can attest to this. Like, just how things, when you commit to a goal, how things almost fall. Like, yes, we're doing telesales, but here's what happens. If you commit to 10K, what will happen is when you're truly sold out to that goal, is you'll find referrals that you wouldn't have seen otherwise. People will call you and ask you about, I know it sounds crazy, but this has just been my experience with goals, is that people will call you and be like, hey, can you help me with a life insurance policy? Like, things like that happen when you have, when you're committed to a goal. So I don't want to go off on that anymore. I just want to encourage all of you, if you haven't yet, if you've done 10K, but you're not doing it consistently, I encourage you, commit to do 10K for yourself. If you've never done it, you're part-time and it seems far-fetched, just commit to it. It's three apps a week. That's all it is. It's three apps a week. And consistency. That's all it is. Just being consistent. It's 10K. Just commit to that. If you're doing that already and that's like something you always do 10K, you're an 11K, 12K person or whatever, commit to 15K. Like just scratch it out and put 15K for you. And if you're in that 12, 15K range, I challenge you to stretch to 20K. Just stretch yourself a little bit, and we'll try to make a little sheet that makes it simple, so it's just easy. You know exactly what you need to do. But to me, 10K is really just a commitment, because if you'll put in the dials, chase the quotes, you can write 10K. And if you spend $2,000 in leads and you write $10,000 of premium, and most of it's level, you're making money in this business. You just are. Now, if you're spending $7,000 to write $10,000, you're not making a lot of money in this business. But if you're spending $2,000, $2,500, and you're writing $10,000 of premium, this is a great business, and you can do it from the comfort of your home. So I just want to challenge everybody with the 10K Club. So I shifted gears on what I want to talk about, because I want to get the call over to David. But we'll put something out there on the 10K Club. There's one other thing I was going to say about that. But again, wherever you're at, for some of you, you need to stretch it a little bit beyond that. But if you're not part of it, if you haven't done 10K in the past, I just want to encourage you to make that commitment. Oh, I know what I was going to say. And I'll encourage you to commit to do it in November. I know David can attest to this. Like, we're going to crush it in November. Don't let November be an excuse. I mean, we're going to write more business. I don't want to commit David. I'll let him commit himself. But I truly believe David will write more business in November than he wrote in October, right? I'll write more business in November than I wrote in October. So don't allow November. That's why I want to put this out there. In November, I can challenge you, commit to do 10K. Don't use Thanksgiving, because there's Thursday and Friday that maybe you're not selling. Don't let that alter your targets for a month. November, you can write just as much if you want to. You can write more in November than you wrote in October. So I just encourage you, I want to challenge you, commit to 10K. If you want to make it accountable, you can send it in. We'll put a little sheet in there. If you just want to do it for yourself, you know, commit to 10K and watch what happens when you're, you know, making money in this business. So with that, David, I know I had something else I said I was going to talk about, and I'm going to leave. I don't want to take up your time. So I know you have some things that you want to share. If you want to do any role playing or something, just let me know. But I'm going to flip the call over to you.
Rich, I mean, you nailed it. Yeah, I want to touch on a couple of smoke screens, but there's also in some of the, you know, techniques in terms of the selling side. But when it comes to commitment, you're so right. Pushing yourself and stretching yourself and not being afraid to fail is really one of the key things. For example, this past weekend, I had a really special weekend visiting some old friends, and I was at a wedding, and then I flew out to L.A. to go watch a friend of mine play football. And one thing I always like to do is, you know, A, I always like to speak to people who are at the highest level of their sport, because success always leaves clues. Sometimes you have people who are just outrageously talented and athletic or whatever it may be, and they're just going to make it. Then you have those people who are that have that same makeup, but then there's just something different about their mindset and their makeup. And this past weekend, I was up in the box, and I was sitting next to a guy named Cooper Kupp's dad, and Cooper Kupp is a wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, little guy. And I was telling him, and I said, man, as a dad, I was like, I got two young boys. As a dad, how amazing is it to see your son achieve his dreams? And without skipping a beat, he looked at me right in the eyes and he said, it's amazing, but the thing I'm most proud of my kid about is his commitment. We never pushed him to do anything he didn't want to do, but he had a goal from the time he could walk that he wanted to play professional football. And he was always the most undersized, but it never slowed him down. He said, I've never seen a person work harder and push themselves harder than my son. And that's what I'm the most proud about. And then you get to see as a father all of that hard work, all of the failure, all of the letdown, all of the doubt, but he never wavered in his goal or his commitment. He said he was patient, but he was urgent. And he said he talked to his son and said, listen, son, your size will catch up with your heart. Your size will catch up with your effort. Don't ever let anybody take your dreams away. As long as you give everything you've got, you're not afraid to fail, you can achieve whatever it is that you set out to achieve. And that spoke, I mean, I literally had chills because it was really amazing. He ended up catching my buddy's 300th career touchdown pass, which is a huge milestone for quarterbacks. Only a handful of people have ever done it. So it was just a really cool, unique moment, because then I look at that and, you know, I get back, we go out to eat dinner that night, everybody talking, having a really good time. And then all of a sudden I'm looking for my buddy. I was like, where did he go? Walk in, and it's probably 11, 12 a.m., maybe 1 a.m., I don't know, it was late. And my buddy's watching film after the game, in his office watching game film. And what that showed was the other side of commitment. You know, it's not just some guys just, they're so driven by wanting to achieve their own personal goals, whether it's winning at the highest level, whether it's being inducted to the greatest honor of all in their industry. Whatever it may be, you see that it comes down to what Rich said, complete and total commitment, not afraid of the failure, actually using that failure. Because through all of this, you know, talking to, you know, and reading and all of those types of things, you see, hey, if I'm doing something the same and I'm not getting the result that I want, I'm going to tweak it. I'm going to try something different. And I'm constantly learning. And it's a common pattern that they say, you know, you don't learn from all the successes. The biggest teacher is within the failures. But the urgent and work effort stays the same. On the flip side of that, I was at a wedding, and I was talking to one of my closest friends from college, who happens to be one of the greatest college baseball players of all time, Gordon Beckham. And he had a good career in the majors. He played 10 years. Now, it didn't turn out the way he wanted it to, of course. And I remember asking him, I said, and it's the first time I've ever asked him this, I said, you know, what was it like, you know, we grew up, you know, playing together and you achieved your dreams. He said, it's the most amazing thing ever. And then out of nowhere, he said, but you know what the difference is between the good, the average, and the great? I said, what's that? He said, people who learn how to fail. He said, for me, I put so much pressure and urgency on being the best that I lost the love and I lost the passion. He said, and what I've seen with the best players, and he's played with the best of the best, he said, they let failure kind of just roll right off of them. They were very focused on the process and their preparation, but when it came down to execution, they understood sometimes they'll execute and sometimes they'll fail, but they had the mindset and the preparation and the consistency to push through and continue to elevate and get better. And it's the same thing in our business, just like Rich said. Stay committed. Push yourself, whether it's a $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month. Set a goal for something that you've never done before. Who cares if you fall short? You pushed yourself. You know, maybe you do achieve it. Maybe you don't. But then you can learn, and no matter what, as long as you stay committed and focused, you will get better. So just kind of wanted to briefly touch on that, on those stories, because, you know, they're powerful and they're firsthand. It's not just reading these things in books, which we do, but actually, you know, firsthand experiencing, especially from Mr. Cup, you know, as a father, just seeing like, hey, and it's like seeing your friend, you know, everybody – you know, like Rich, first and foremost, he was 18 years old at a sales conference. I don't know of a single 18-year-old who's ever gone to a sales conference before. That in itself shows commitment. And then not to mention he was one of the three that walked up there. There's no questioning why Rich is where he is today, because commitment is just part of his DNA, right? And it's the same thing. It's about learning things. How do you continue to push forward? But kind of closing on that part of pushing yourself and being committed, you know, there's also some techniques and skills when it comes to the telesales business. So we kind of want to touch a little bit, kind of switching subjects here, to smoke screens. They're some of the biggest objections, you could say, in our business. And I know, Rich, we were talking about it a little bit last night, but, you know, we do go through them a lot. You know, for example, at the front end of the call, you hear common ones. Oh, I've already gotten coverage. I need to talk to my spouse. Now's not a good time. Well, this is where, you know, you could have a, you know, our artillery of comeback to that. But, you know, the best way, at least in my experience, is I try to dumb it down and make it simple. I have pretty much one response to everybody. Well, that's great. That's good. Now, you know, you can get the coverage for as little as $25 a month, like we talked about on a few conference calls ago. I just want to dangle that carrot, see if they are interested or if that was a smokescreen. Or if they really aren't interested, try to find a way to get your foot in the door. So, Rich, you know, what are some common smoke screens that you get on the front end or the back end of the call? And I can kind of touch on some of those to see if it could help people and if they can relate kind of to how they're doing the business when they're speaking to people on the phone.
Yeah, I think this is super important because, you know, it depends on what leads exactly you're dialing, exactly what the smoke screens are, but you get smoke screens with every lead, with any leads that you work. And of course, David is an incredible closer when it comes to on the backside of the call, pushing through the objections and closing. But even David doesn't one call close everybody. We don't one call. We're always adding to our pipeline. I still want to focus more on the front end of the call, because I think a lot of people are probably still not getting their foot in the door. They're not getting across the threshold. And if you're quoting enough, that'll give you the experience of how to start closing. But, you know, first you got to dial. Then you got to learn how to get past smoke screens, get your foot in the door and quote. And then you have to learn to close. But my experience is the closing will start to come naturally if you're quoting enough people. And so we could talk about the closing side, but let's talk on the front end of the call, just some of the smoke screens that you might get when you call someone. So for example, with internet leads, David, one common one would be if you called me and I pick up the phone, you do your intro, which you could do real quick if you want. But and I say, well, I've already talked to somebody about that. So that's just an example of one. How do you respond to that?
Well, that's great. Now, did they go over the coverage options? And then I'll wait for a response. Say, great. Well, did they tell you could get the coverage for as little as $25 a month?
No.
And then I'll just wait for a response. You know, dangling, it's like Rich says, and it's genius, and it was him that gave me that idea. It's like the Globe Life commercial. Get 30,000 for as little as $9.99 a month. It's to spark interest and curiosity, because it's my experience that even if they spoke to someone or they said they got the coverage, most of the time they didn't even get a quote. A lot of times they'll say, yeah, well, they're supposed to get back to me. I said, oh, well, fantastic. Well, hey, I'm going to shop through the top rated companies in the country for you. It'll take me about 10 seconds. Then I'm able to move it a little bit further. They trust me a little bit more, and I can move into my normal walking them through, learning a little bit what they're looking for, and give them the information that they need.
Yeah, I think this is important to emphasize too. Like, we're not trying to rush people through, but sometimes, especially with internet leads, you got to get people's attention to get in the door. To get to their kitchen table, you know, you got to get. Then we slow it down and you go through your process. I did that yesterday with one that I'm going to close a $90 LBL, and it was exactly the same approach. But once I got in and I got and she was just shopping and the whole thing. But then once I got in with that, we ended up spending a long time on the phone, and I'm going to be writing her an app. I didn't one call close it, but I'm going to write her an app. Another one, David, is I've already bought something. I've already taken care of that.
Oh, that's great. How much coverage did you get?
Then they usually fumble.
Yeah, right, and say, okay, well, happy to do, if you give me 10 seconds, is do a quick comparison quote. Because 9 out of 10 times, I find it that I can help find people lower coverage, or I can confirm the coverage you got.
Yep.
And that happened yesterday for me. That's a perfect example, actually, Rich. Someone got it quoted, and they said $25,000. I said, perfect. It would cost – the lowest is $204 a month, with Mutual of Omaha coming in second at $218. He said, well, it was Mutual of Omaha at $218. I said, well, perfect. That means, now, did you apply or did you get a quote? I applied. Did you make a payment yet? No. Well, if you'd like to save, you know, $200, $300 a year, I'm happy to take about 7 to 10 minutes to apply for coverage to see if you're approved. If so, you can keep both. Or if you'd like to replace that one, we can do that for you. Yep. And because of that, we booked solid appointments. Now, I didn't get him back on the phone, but I will because I told him. Now, if you don't answer, I'll call you 3 times in a row. If I miss you then, I'm just going to keep calling you over the next few weeks until you pick the phone back up. Is that okay? Yeah, sure, David. Great. So he's expecting me to dial his number until he answers. Until I get an answer, a yes or a no, I plan on following up with him because it's a great, solid pipeline.
Yep. And that's how we approach the business. I mean, this is so important to emphasize. We're constantly building pipeline. Every single day, today, we're going to add to our pipeline, hopefully get some one-call closes, and then we're going to work our pipeline. Working your pipeline is just going back to the one I sold yesterday was from, I think I put in Slack, September, I think I put in there, September 3rd or something. That's how long that lead just worked its way through its pipeline. But it doesn't stress us out. We're just because guess what we're going to do today? Put more in the pipeline. Hopefully, get a one call close. I mean, it's just, and maybe 2 1 call closes. So that's just how it goes. That's a great. I mean, what I find when people already bought, 80% of the time they haven't bought. If they have bought, you might be able to help them. Odds are we can beat their what they got. That's very likely, like David just said. But even if you can't. When you will praise someone for the fact that they've got a great plan and like, hey, you've got, you know what, David, you've got the best plan. I'm glad we could confirm that. By then you've built rapport and you just simply ask a question. Hey, is there anybody else in your house that needs life insurance? I have done that more times than I can count that, yes, they had actually bought. They had a great plan. We weren't going to replace it. But guess what? I now built a relationship with them, and I told them I'm a broker. And then they said, well, actually, my kids, I want something for my kids. Boom. So, again, you're just always driving past the smokescreen. Another one people say is, well, I'm just shopping around. That's one of the ones yesterday I sold. I'm just shopping right now. I'm just shopping. How do you respond to that? I'm just looking, just shopping.
Great. How long have you been shopping? Then I'll wait for
it. I don't know about it. Yeah, a couple weeks. I mean, my uncle died, and I know I need insurance, so I've been looking around. I'm just trying to find the best thing. I want to make sure I'm not going to buy anything right now. I'm just shopping because I want to find the best
clothes. Oh, that's great, Rich. Well, A, I commend you for taking the steps to put in the research. But let me ask you, if you've been searching for a few weeks now, what prevented you from, applying for the coverage? Because I'm sure you've already realized the only thing that's changed is the price has probably gone up over the last few weeks. Is that right?
Yeah, I just want to make sure I'm getting the best deal. I want to make sure.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, like I said, I commend you for doing the research, and here's what I can confirm. We're going to get you the best prices, and I love talking to people who've already started their sales process and research because it's going to confirm everything I'm going to go over with you. Now, as you know, every life insurance has their own rules and guidelines when it comes to health. So finding you the lowest price is the easy part for me. All I got to do in just a few moments is ask you some basic health questions, and then I'll get you as much coverage that your budget will allow. So once we find you the right coverage, no worries. You don't have to worry about shopping anymore after today because we're going to get you the best thing that's available for you, okay?
Okay.
Yep. Perfect. So let's go ahead and move forward. And then boom, we have his attention. He's locked in, and I've prepared him to make a decision today. That's my goal, but in a way that is encouraging, in a way that was agreeable, and like Rich said, building them up. Like he said, the biggest issue most people have is making the decision, right? So that's our job is to hold their hand, if you will, and walk them through, right? And then making the decision. And some people have that hard time. This is where the closing will come in. But, hey, don't worry. We can get you approved. But it's not a full commitment yet. You have options. You don't have to pay today. You have a 30-day free trial even after your first payment. And if you want to make a change, all you got to do is call me.
Yep. Well, and the way I look, I mean, David, y'all can go back and list this over and over. This is the way I approach everything. I like to do things in chronological order. So, and by the way, big shout out, Mr. Mantooth. He just did a $60 LBL applying $100 Mutual of Omaha. I'll give him the pass. He's not on the live call. Already two apps. Ain't even 9 a.m. yet. So, Mr. Consistent. But what the way I approach this anything, but this business. If you're brand new, the first thing you have to figure out is, are you dialing? That's, I mean, to me, which is no talent, but not everybody does it. So do you have that down, that you commit to dial every single day or whatever your goal is, but you got to be consistent? That's easy. There's no talent involved. It's pushing a button. If you're dialing, the most important next, and you got to decide where you are in the process. The next thing is, are you able to give quotes? If you're not able to give quotes, then you're not getting past smoke screens. So that's where you have to say, okay, if you're not quoting people, are people getting you with their smoke screens and you're not getting the foot in the door? Now, if you're dialing every day, check. If you're learning how to get past smoke screens, what Dave has just covered, so now you're quoting people, check. Now, the third check is, are you closing the people? But if you're not getting past, if you're not dialing, you ain't got to worry about closing because it don't matter. And if you're not getting quotes, you don't need to worry about closing. So you got to get the first two things done first. So you got everybody on this call. You need some of you. I can just tell you, you ain't dialing. So you don't need to worry about being a better closer. You need to learn what's keeping you from dialing. Those of you that are dialing and you're not quoting people, we got to solve that, and it has a lot to do with smoke screens. And then those of you that are dialing, quoting, and you're not closing, boom, you're close to solving the puzzle to where you're going to write business like crazy. So,
and Rick, anyway, if you don't mind, you nailed it, and I know we're getting close to the end, but sequencing, it's everything. You can do all the right steps, but if you do them in the wrong order, it doesn't matter. And I know I talk about sports a lot, but look, Tiger Woods is the greatest golfer to ever walk the earth. And, you know, the first thing he learned how to do was putt. Doesn't matter if he can drive it in the fairway every time, hit it on the green every time. Well, if you 3 and 4 putt, it doesn't matter. The first thing he learned how to do was putt. Second thing he learned how to do was hit his wedges, then his irons, and then he learned how to drive the golf ball. Same thing with this business. You got to get through the smoke screens. You got to learn how to quote. Then you learn how to close. Doesn't matter if you're the greatest closer on the planet if you're not quoting anybody. So like Rich said, that's so, so good. And honestly, maybe the best thing said on the call, it's your sequencing. Focus on your process. Get through the smoke screen. Get the quotes. Once you're getting quotes, you know, then you can work on the close. But don't try to get ahead of yourself. Don't run before you can even walk, right? Crawl, you know, crawl on your hands and knees. Take baby steps. Start walking, and then sprint. And that's how this business is done, and it all starts with first the commitment, second the consistency, and then third, pushing yourself and learning. So great. Nailed it, Rich. Awesome.
Yeah, it's about being honest with yourself too, because if you're not careful, it can be an avoidance behavior. If you're worried about being a better closer, but you haven't learned how to make $100 a day, then closing for you is an avoidance behavior because you haven't even learned how to dial 100 times a day yet. So, and I'm not speaking to anybody in particular. I'm just saying you got to be honest with yourself and figure out where are you in the process, right? So just be honest and solve that. Last thing I want to mention here, Mark Capper, Mark Capper said, and I just want to point this out, that so many times when they have bought insurance, it's through the mail, and it's guaranteed issue or graded. And if they've got good health, they're way overpaying. This happens a lot with Mutual of Omaha, too. A lot of people buy the Mutual of Omaha guaranteed issue product, which is hard to replace if they're a guaranteed issue client. But if they're healthy, very easy to replace. So you need to – that's something – I appreciate Mark saying that because on that what we mentioned earlier about already having insurance, you need to ask them you need to dig around on that. Because if it's a guaranteed issue product, you more than likely can replace it. Sorry, I just wanted to mention a great point, Mark. So, hey, appreciate everybody. We're a community. We're growing together. I'm fired up. David, you can have the final words, and let's just go crush it and all go be part of the 10K Club in November. But I'll leave it for you, David.
Hey, let's finish strong. And as always, always be dialing ABD. See you guys on Slack.